speak to you in the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So we have evidence from as early as the 300s of Christians traveling to Jerusalem to trace Jesus' last journey through that city. It's from that practice that the Stations of the Cross and the liturgies we use throughout this week come. They are designed to transport us to first century Jerusalem. They're a kind of modified form of pilgrimage. So today, our physical journey was from the hall around the church and to here. But the emotional journey is from triumph to betrayal to despair. The liturgy this morning invites us into the crowd, not just hanging out on the fringes, but right into the center of things. If we go there, we find ourselves not merely witnesses to violence, but partakers in violence. As a kid, raised within the Anglican tradition, I understood this connection at a very deep level. There was something about Palm Sunday that I always found confusing. Not only because of the feeling that the service moves so quickly from joy to sorrow, but that because when the gospel is read in parts, as we did this morning, the congregation is always given the lines of the crowd. And as I said, as we were preparing for worship this morning, this particular retelling gives the crowd, the congregation, more lines for the crowd to say. In many, the only lines the crowd says are, "Crucify him, crucify him." Of course, as participants in the liturgy, we began by being with the crowd as they greeted Jesus, saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna." And before we are half an hour in, the crowd has shifted, and now we are crying, "Crucify him." I sort of disliked participating in even this symbolic level of violence. I didn't want Jesus crucified, and I didn't understand why anyone really would. I think it felt to me as a child that we were being asked to call for Jesus' death every year. I think I even got that somehow calling for Jesus' death made the crowd, and by extension then, us, responsible for it. Now, I want to be careful here. One of the realities of our history is that when we have found ourselves sharing that same discomfort I knew as a child, we have sometimes dealt with it by displacing our guilt onto others, especially onto the Jews, as the Gospel of John tends to label them. And that part of our history, the documented rise in anti-Semitic violence around Easter, should not be a part of our future. Not only does it blame a whole people through time and place for the actions of a particular group, it continues the pattern of avoidance. Rather than owning our own guilt, our own discomfort, a blame the Jews mindset keeps the focus off ourselves. It also keeps the focus in the past. While the liturgies we use this week invite us on a modified pilgrimage, they aren't meant to be strict recreations of the past. This week isn't about a passion play or a movie version of Jesus' life and death, which we watch as the audience. This week, the liturgies, the pilgrimage, is meant to open us up to the movement of the Holy Spirit in our lives today. This morning's liturgy, for example, is a reminder that we regularly say one thing 1 minute and its opposite the next. We are flip-floppers. We are inconsistent and rather like a weather vane pointing wherever the wind blows hardest. Like the crowds in Jerusalem, we go with the flow and cannot always explain our own behavior. The ones we herald as heroes, we are equally quick to dismiss as villains, perhaps even reveling in the scandal of their downfall. We are both the good people and the terrible screw-ups. We are sometimes victims of others and sometimes torturers of others and sometimes both. We cry Hosanna in triumph and crucify him in anger. Being willing to admit to this part of our human nature is part of the work of Holy Week. Combining the Liturgy of the Palms and the reading of the Passion puts us into the thick of things this morning, letting us play many parts. And doing so actually clarifies our roles. We see our duplicity and our honest striving. We know ourselves culpable and forgiven. Of course, when I was a kid, I didn't really understand all this. Back then, I still believed in a world where good people did good things and bad people did bad things. Things were pretty black and white to me. I hadn't yet learned that the world is really all about the gray, the stuff that's in between. Now that I've come to understand that better, I realize that this liturgy, and the ones we use on Maundy Thursday and Good Friday and on Holy Saturday for the Easter Vigil, and even on Easter morning itself, all of those liturgies are really about all the stuff in between. They are about the Holy Spirit moving into ordinary lives that nonetheless manifest the ethics of God in a world that experiences innocent suffering, bears unnecessary hunger, and knows injustice at the hands of the powerful, and yet yearns for an alternative way of living, yearns for a life of meaning and purpose. The fact that we yearn for something we're not able to achieve, that we have to live in this in-between space, that we can be the crowd who gathered in jubilation at Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem, and the crowd that called for his death, that we can be Peter promising to never betray him, and Peter swearing for the third time that he didn't know Jesus. Accepting this about ourselves draws us more deeply into the fullness of our humanity. I spent a fair bit of time this morning on a day that's already quite full making this point because I think it's important. This morning and all of Holy Week demand that we own our roles, both in these specific stories where we may play devoted disciple and betrayer, but also in this time and place. Here, now, we must admit that we desire peace while allowing violence to rage around us. We dismiss homicides because the victims were known to police. We accept gang violence in our neighborhoods as sad but unavoidable, as long as it continues to be carried out by good marksmen and no innocent bystanders get hurt. We mind our own business while down the street a woman cowers away from a violent husband and father. We condemn first-person shooter video games with increased reality. We meet arguments about creative expression and the benefits of safe environments to enjoy fantasy. We say kids can be cruel when they drive each other to suicide. The violence in and around us is pervasive. Because we simply cannot confront all of it, we are always bystanders to some of it. We are partakers of a culture, a society, a world that accepts and uses and even thrives on violence. Our culture, our society, our world is not so different from the one in which Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey, mocking the religious authorities, defying assumptions about power and authority. Is not so different a world from the one where the crowds would call for Jesus' death, where Pilate would see himself trapped into participating in this act of violence, where Peter would deny Jesus in order to stay close to him, where crowds would treat violence as entertainment. As we walk the pilgrimage of Holy Week, gathering for Maundy Thursday and Good Friday for the Easter Vigil and for Easter morning, we are invited to acknowledge and take responsibility for our part in accepting and making the violence which surrounds us. Alone, none of us can eliminate it, but together we can yearn for a better way, a way which Jesus himself invites us into, and we can begin to live as if Jesus is our King and his kingdom is already present. We can believe in a love that is stronger than hate, the anger and the mistrust and the fear. We can meet violence with patience and kindness. We can be Simon of Cyrene, taking up the cross for one another. We can be partakers of God's kingdom. We can receive and share God's unconditional love within our hearts, within this community gathered here, and within the wider communities where we find ourselves each day. We may not ride on donkeys. We may not face crucifixion. And yet, may we find as we walk this pilgrim's journey towards the cross and towards the resurrection, the signs of God's unending presence, the hope of the hopeless, a light in the darkness, gentleness in the midst of violence. And may we be those signs for all whom we meet. Amen.